Rino Lianai Maslisan. He lit up our eyes from a Mishnah. It says what? Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. An Eishes Yisrael with Nensa means somebody lived with her. Somebody forced her to live with her. His Alpha Pisha Materas Labaila, even though she's allowed to still live with her husband, she's not a Saita, since she was done Biyana, she was forced. But Shnob Sulu Lakuna. Luyit Suya, her husband dies, she's not allowed to marry a Kayin. Now Gaya to a Kayin, she's called a Zaina. Rashi Psulu Lakuna means amazed by love, her husband dies, Latinosa Lakoin. She's not allowed to marry a Kayin. The Tana Tuni, we learned to the Mishnah like this. Rashi Tana Didan, Kemoy Aboyna Achuna. Tana Didan says, V'chein Abu Alachas Mikol Arroyas Amurus Batoira. If you live with one of the Arroyas, Yechayev. Now, Oy Psulas, or else you live with one of the Psulas. But the more my V'chein, what does it mean V'chein? My love doesn't mean loishna b'shoigeg loishna b'mezit, for loishna b'yoynis loishna b'rotzen. No matter how it is, still we say she's psula to a kain. Hokatani posla says she's posla. Mashmi, even if she lived with one of the arroyos b'yoynis, she was forced to live with one of the arroyos, so she does not become osa to a husband. But l'maisa posla, she's posla to a kain. Svara says loy, maybe that won't be the deek here. My v'chein, what's the v'chein? Maybe only in arro. That the chiddushes are raw. If you live with one of the arroyos, v'rachnos the satora, you chayif. But maybe beyonish, you do not become sula, maybe. For the gemara raw, the man, who made haro here? Ilema, the arroyos, if you want to say, but the arroyos, lamema, then you want to teach, tell me, the arroyos yafinim yivama. But the Mishnah starts off saying, by yivama, one halacha. Then it says, v'chein by arroyos, the same halacha you have by yivama, applies by arroyos. See, if the Mishnah means the case of a haro, it will be mashmi learning out haro from yibum from arroyos. Fred Gemara just you're learning out the haro of arroyos from yibum. Fred Gemara just the opposite. Haro b'arroyos ksiv we had before. The whole pasha that you chayiv for achnosas haTorah, you learn out b'arroyos. So what do you mean here? We're learning out arroyos from yivama. Ela mai v'chein. What is the mai v'chein going on? Maybe ashloike darkoi. The arroyos that you live with them shloike darkoi also yichayif. For the Gemara Adarabba, Ika mishke v'yisha b'arroyos ksiv. The same thing. The Ika chiddush that yichayif by the arroyos. Whether you live with the yisha kadarko or shloike darkoi, yichayif. What the pasuk says mishke v'yisha. Any way you live with them, and that it says b'arroyos. And we learn out yibum from arroyos. So what's the pshat now? Mishkas mashma by yibum, it's pshita, and we learn that arroyos from yibum. Was it el amai v'chein? What's the v'chein? Ashloi kedarka the chay v'lavin. On a regular chay v'lavin, that I live with them, shloi kedarka, you also chayiv. Now we learn out from yibum. So on my rabba says like this: Eishes koyein shenensa. On eishes koyein, if she's married to a koyein and somebody lives with even only four son, the locher is. The husband is not allowed, the kohen is not allowed to live with her anymore, and if the kohen lives with her, he's mamish over the aver of a zayna. For the gemara, mishum zaynin, mishum tum aloi, she's not only a zayna, the Torah says, eishes kohen, she has a din saito, she's also to you, machum as tumma, she's also to you. So the gemara says, ay maaf mishum zayna, and chlami, two things she's also to you. She's also to you, mishum, she's a saito, and she's also to you, mishum zayna. Rashi says, "Baila loyko lemishum zayna desiv zayna liyikachu, v'stam zayna ainu minefes tachas baila she toso meyacha baila lizorim." That's called the stam zayna when she was married, she lived with somebody else. Now, v'zu afagav the nensa gav bikoyin lepolag rachmona benes ben rotzim. By a koyin there's no nafkamina, therefore she becomes a zayna. So, meres the kasha Rashi mishum tum aloy betzmiyo harmina perakamo homani mekayim achre shehutamo. The rabbi said to Shenivlo, the civil Yuchel Baila, that a said to Shenivlo, she's also to a husband. And by a Kayin, even Biyoinis, she's also to a husband. So not only is there a Nissa Zaina, there's the reg list of a Saita. So where's the Leira Chanami? Itaka Chayiv both. Yachayiv Mishum Zaina and Mishum Saita. Fred the Gemara, Moser Rav Zer, there is the cash like this. The Pasuk says, V'hi lo nisposha. She was not forced asura. By a regular wife, or Eishes Yisrael, not forced, then she's a soita, she's also to a husband. The Diyik is on nisposha. Let's say she was forced, she was an oinis. Muteris, then she's allowed to live with her husband, by Eishes Yisrael. But you should know, V'yeshto chacheres is another type of a wife. She'afo pish nisposha, even though she was forced. Asura, still she's also to a husband. V'yeh zazu, who is that? Eishes Koyin. But Eshes Koyin, she's also to husband. And it's Nisra say. So Bezoi, what are you saying? You get Malkus for a Saita. It's not a Nisra Saita. It's only a Nisra say. You only get Malkus for Zoina. So what do you mean to say? V'chein Mishum Tuma. So my Rabbi says like this, no. Hakol hoya bechlal zayna. They're all bechlal zayna. Kishaporet lechua akosiv gabi eshes Yisroel vidlan yisposha. The Torah says the chiddush by an eshes Yisroel, if she's done it beinis, she's only osir if it was done beratzon. She was not forced. Ho nisposhim, she was forced muteris. If an eshes Yisroel was forced to live with somebody, then she's still muter to her husband. Mechlal is a deal over here. The eshes koyin. If she's married to a Kohen, Kedekayim Mekayim remains the way it is. Not the Pshat is only Nisar Asay, but it's a regular Isalav. Yeah. So now that's why it's good, why Yechayiv Mishum Tumrosal. Vika the army, something like this. Omar Rabba, Eishas Kohen Shenensa, and Eishas Kohen that was Manis, is Baila Loikole Mishum Tumma. Fakert, the Isus Mishum Tumma, she's like a Saito. For the Gemara Mishum Tumma, Mishum Zaina Loi. Alma, what do you see? Boinus like Karin and Bezaina. That if somebody forces her, she's not called a Zaina. But the Gemara Moser Reb Zerub 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 Kasha. The Pasuk says, we learn Nisposha. She was not forced, Asura. Her Nisposha, she was forced, Materis. That's by Neshis Yisrael. But Vieshtach, her Acheret is another type of a wife. Shafo Pisha Nisposha, even though she was forced, Asura, still she's also to her husband. Viezazu, who is this? Eshes Kayin. The Chur Vlava Bo Machal Asay Asay, there's Nisra Asay. So Chur the Kashri is, there's not even Malkus for Tumma. There's only Nisra Asay. There's a Gemara now, Amar Rovo, HaKolhoye Bechlal Achve Shriu Tama. They're all Bechlal that Issa Tumma, they are in Saita. Kishapor the Chur HaKos of Gabi Eshes Yisroel, Vilo Nisposh Asura. Only by Eshes Yisroel, the Torah says the Chiddush, that when is she also if she was not forced? Ho Nisposha Muteris. But if she was forced, she's Mutter. Mechlal, from Eretz Araya, the Eshes Koyin Kedekayim Mekayim. The Eshes Koyin remains the way it was before. The Eshes Koyin has no chiddush of being oinus. Even though she's forced, still she has it in Saita. Therefore, she remains with the Yisr Tumah, like as less Shita is, and Echnami is Zoinis she doesn't have. Now this Pshat is a Zoinis only, she does it be Barotzen. But oinus is not called a Zoinis. But I call upon him a Saita she's called, that the husband will get Malkus for the Pasuk of Achve Shehutama. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf nun vov and medbeis by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ye almona le kohen gadol." If a kohen gadol marries an almona, that's a chai vilav, and it's also, or else gerusha v'chalutza, gerush, as in Israel say, because it's also for kohen gadol to marry an almona, gerusha v'chalutza le kohen hedyot. In a case where a regular kohen marries a gerusha or a chalutza, it's also a chai vilav. Now, min erison, let's say they only made kedushin. The lochri is lo yoichlo betruma. His wife is not allowed to eat truma. So Rashi learns the Mishnah means here that Mishosh and Iskachu Leilu Kedushi Aveiro Nivsala Melecho Betruma Deveinoso in Bas Koyin. Rashi here in the first Pshat learns that we're talking about that the Isha is a Bas Koyin. She's a Koyin's daughter. So normally she's allowed to eat truma. If she gets married to a Koyin, she's also allowed to eat truma. But here when she got married though, since she married a Koyin that she's also to, she's a Gerusha. And the Kohen married her, so it's like Mishta Merish. Lebi Absulom, it's Oymet to be Osir, so therefore she can't eat, she loses a din Tichruma. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Is Menerosin, as soon as they make Kedushin, Lo Yechla Betruma. She's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Machshirin, they say no, she's allowed to eat Truma, because she's still a Bas Kohen, and she didn't become Posel yet, because they didn't live together. Like Rashi says, Machshir means Ad Sheti Boyoloi, until they have be, until they live together. V'etas a Chalolo, then she'll become Posel, she'll become a Chalolo, because Lamaisa, she's a Gerusha, and she's also to get married to a Kohen. So when a Kohen lives with them, then she becomes a Chalolo. K'dechsib, the Posel says, Lo Yechalo Vidashin Shnei Chilulim, that two things go wrong. Echad Lo V'yechad Lezara. In the case where a Gerusha gets married to a Kohen, first of all, she has a child. The child is a Cholo or a Chalolo, and she also becomes a Chalolo that she can't eat Trumah anymore. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar b'Shem Machshirin, that she's still kosher up until they have Bia. But just the fact that the Kohen married a Gerusha, she's still not eat Trumah. That's the Machlokes. What about Nis'armalu or Nisgar Shemina Nisuyin? Let's say in the Maisa they had Kedushin, they had Nisuyin, they got married. And then she became an almoni, the Kohen died. Well, she got a get, is psulos. The psula, she can't eat truma anymore. Why? Because since they already had an nisuin, when they lived together, she became a chalola. When the Kohen was boyo lived with the Grusha became a chalola, she can't eat truma anymore. Even if she's a bas Kohen. Mashen came in erosin ksheres. Let's say the Kohen only made kedushin with his wife, the Grusha. And then he died, or he gave her a get. So Maisa, since she's still a bas kohen, she's Lari Truma now. She didn't become a chalolo because she did not live with him. So Rashi learns Mineris and Ksheris. Rashi the Afila Rab Meir, even according to Rab Meir Shita, Loi Posel Mineris and Ela Bechayein. The beginning of Tanakhama of our Mishnah says she's posel only when the husband is still married to her. The Mishtameres Lebiya Psula. Because they're only to have a bia psula, therefore she's posel tichuma. But when the husband dies and they never live together, so she did not become a chalola, therefore pshita she's lari truma. So that's the loch of our Mishnah. So the kitzadika machleike says if a kohen marries a gerusha and the gerusha is a bas Yisrael, that like this she was lari truma. Now that she married the kohen before they had the bia. It's called Mishtamera, she's Oymei to have a Bias Issa to become a Chalala, but she didn't become a Chalala yet. Is she Lari Truma? Reb Meir says she's not Lari Truma ready, since she's married to an Issa, so it's Oymei to become a Chalala, she's Posel Ti Truma right now, calls the man they're married. Enochnami, if she gets a get from him, or if he dies, then she'll be Mutta Ti Truma, but right now she's also. And Reb Lezer says no, she's Lari Truma right now. Lamaisa didn't have B yet, she did not become a Chalala yet, she's still a bas kohen, therefore she's lari truma. So Gemara says like this: Tanya Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says like this: Kal v'chomer. Rabbi Meir has a kal v'chomer. He's the Tanakhama of a Mishnah that says when a kohen marries the gerusha, even though she's a bas kohen and even though they didn't have bia yet, still she's also tichruma. Why? So he has a kal v'chomer. Oma kedusha rishus ein machilin. Just like when they have kedusha of rishus, where she's allowed to. Then that she does, they don't need truma. Is kedusha yaveru lekoshchein? Where they made a kedusha in baveru here, where a kohen married a gerusha, it's an averu. For sure that his wife cannot eat truma. Omruloi, Sachom answered back. Reb Lezer answered back to Reb Meir and said, no. Lo yim omata bekedusha rishus. When do we say by kedusha rishus true that his wife cannot eat truma? Shekein ein ler lahacha b'mokom acher. Because there's no other place he could be Michael her, where she could eat truma. Tayoma b'gedusha yaveira mashenken over here, where this kohen married the gerusha, but he's a kohen akoponim. Shekein yesh to lahachav b'mokam acher. Let's say the kohen would marry a different wife. He wouldn't have married a gerusha. He would marry a regular wife. So avadi would be Michael her b'truma. So since here that he is a kohen, he could be Michael's wife truma. So now that he married a gerusha, but Kozman didn't have bia. Kozman, she did not become a chalola. That's Reb Lezer Shita, that she could still eat truma. So it's a big shaila exactly what was Remeyas Kavachoyma. What does he mean, Kedusha Rishus? So Rashi has two pshotim. First, Rashi learns, Ma Kedusha Rishus, Rashi learns right in Gemara, Kagoin Yisroel Shekidish Baskoin. Let's say regular Yisroel married the Baskoin. Shein Kedushev Aveira. There's no Aveira. A Yisroel is allowed to marry a Baskoin. And the locher is ain machilin kloimer ain manicha noiselechel. She's now his wife. Now cannot eat truma, even though she's a bas kohen. The tanam lekamom will learn later. Her erusin poistem pregamal lekohen gadol. As soon as the Yisrael marries a bas kohen, as soon as she's married to a Yisrael, she loses a din. She can't eat truma. So that's what means kavuchayim. Madoch when a Yisrael marries a bas kohen, there's no avera. She cannot eat truma anymore. So over here, where a kohen married the gerusha, where it's an avera involved, for sure she cannot eat truma. And this Reb Lezer says back, no, that I'll tell you, when a Yisrael marries a Bas Koyin, the Yisrael can never be Michael his wife, Truma. A Yisrael can't eat Truma. So no matter who he gets married to, she can never eat Truma. But over here, it's a Koyin marrying a Grusha. Now, the Koyin, if he would marry another wife, not a Grusha, he would be Michael. He could let his wife eat Truma. So, Bezoi, now that he's marrying Grusha, Reb Lezer Sforer, so what? She doesn't become possible yet. She's a Bas Yisrael. She's a Bas Koyin. She has her own right to Truma. So when the Koyin would be Boyala, live with her Mamish, since she's a Grusha, it's called the Bias Aveira, she will become a Chalola. From then on, true, she can't eat Truma. But here we're talking about before they had Bia. She's not a Chalola yet. Therefore, Reb Lezer Shita is that she is allowed to eat Truma. Rashi has Loshen Ach, another Pshat Rashi learns that we're not only talking about a Koyin, about a Yisrael, we're talking about a Koyin though. That a Koyin either he married a Bas Koyin, or else he married a Bas Yisrael. It goes both ways. Right. Then the Gemara says, Omer Reb Loza, Omer Reb Oishia, Petsuah Daka Koyin. If you have a Koyin, that's a Petsuah Daka. So, Kitzah, he's not allowed to marry any Yisrael. He can't marry into Klal Yisrael. Suadaka, something wrong with his Eivor, he can't be Mazri, he can't have children anymore, so there's a law, he can't marry any Bas Yisrael. But he's a Kohen. What happened to a Kohen, a Suadaka Kohen? Shekidesh Bas Yisrael, that he married a Bas Yisrael. Married a regular Bas Yisrael, he's doing an Aveira right now. So the Shiloh is she Ladi Trumer or not? So he says, the Chura, Bonu the Machloikis, Rameyev, Reblezev, Reb Shimon, is telling the Machloikis, in our Mishnah, Reb Meir, that says they can't eat Truma, to Reblezev, Reb Shimon, that says they could eat Truma. So we're sort of like this. Yeah. So we're sort of Reb Meir, Diyoma. Mishtameris lebiya psula diaraisa. Lo yochlo, Reb Meir svar in our Mishnah is, where a Koyin marries a Grusha, even though she's a Bas Koyin. But since Lamaisa they had Kedushin together, and she's a Mishtameris, she's oimid like to have bia with her husband eventually, and that will be an Issa diaraisa. So right now, Madrabon and Shekhani Truma, is Hainami lo yochlo. Over here also Shekhani Truma. The Koyin, he's a Psua Daka. He got married to a Bas Yisrael. Even though usually when a Kohen gets married to somebody, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, she's allowed to eat Truma. Now even though we hold that from Kedushin she can't eat Truma, it's only from the Suyin, so Rashi before said, we're going according to the Mishnah Rishon in Ksubis that says, that a Giyas man v'lenisu v'chelas mishloi v'chelas betruma. Like a mold used to make Kedushin now, and make up, they're going to make Nisuyin a year later, 12 months later. Let's say the 12 months came by, and the Kohen still did not marry his wife. So halacha is then that she's allowed to eat Truma then. Because really, midiraisa, when a Kohen marries a wife, even just with Kedushin alone, even if she's a Bas Yisrael, she's allowed to eat Truma. That's what Torah says, Kinyan Kaspoi, when a Kohen gets married just with Kedushin, midiraisa, his wife is allowed to eat Truma. Midirabonin, they're supposed to wait until they have Nisuyin. So the Mishnah Rishon in Ksubas holds that if they made a time to make the Nisuyin, and they didn't make the Nisuyin yet, from then on she's Ladi Truma. The other Shaila is the Koyin now is a Psua Daka, and he got married to a regular Bas Yisrael, and it came ready in 12 months when they're supposed to make Nisuyin, and they didn't make Nisuyin yet. So the Shaila, can she eat Truma now? L'maisa, she's not a Chalola yet, because they didn't live together yet, and she's an Eishas Koyin, so maybe she's Ladi Truma. So saying according to Reb Meir Shita, that a Mishtameris lebiya psula, since she's oimid to have eventually become a chalola. Because when the Kohen will live with her, since the Kohen is a psua daka, she'll become posel. So right now, according to Reb Meir, she can't eat trumarida. Mashen came, le Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, to Yamri, they say in our Mishnah that Mishtameris lebiya psula di raisochla, that even though like in the Mishnah where a Kohen married Grusha, they hold Kozman, they didn't live together. The only made Kedushin, she is a Ladi Truma. Here also, if this Kohen, the Psua Daka, married a Bas Yisrael, Lamaisa, she is an Eishas Kohen right now, and she's not Tosel Chalali yet because they didn't live together, so she's a Ladi Truma. So Lukhura, this told the Machloik is Remei and Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon. Tomorrow says no. The Reis Ochle is Honami Ochle.